If you're wondering where to go to discover new music, check out In Our Headphones, the latest podcast from listener-powered KEXP.
In Our Headphones brings you recommendations and insights every week, straight from KEXP DJs.
And we're your hosts. I'm Isabel Khalili.
And I'm Janice Headley. Join us for this never-ending journey of music discovery from KEXP and the NPR Network.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts. Just search KEXP.
This is Sound on Vision from KEXP in Seattle. So a few weeks ago, the station held a day called Music Heals Mental Health, where all day KEXP DJs share listener stories of songs that help them through a hard time, and then the DJs play their song requests on air. To honor that day, KEXP producer Rachel Stevens talked with a musician about gaining success as a solo artist after becoming a mother and battling postpartum depression. It's part of our series, Apparently, where Rachel Stevens and KEXP DJ Evie Stokes, who are also new mothers, interview artists juggling parenthood. You can check out our previous Apparently episodes in the March and June feed of this podcast. But meanwhile, Rachel Stevens has today's story.
For our KEXP's Music Heals Mental Health, wanted to talk to a mom who struggles with postpartum depression because I think, as you know, I also struggle with that. So I found Ella Voss. She sings a song I am sure you know called White Noise. It was so good to talk to her just in, she's just so open, and it was like therapeutic for like me to listen to or to talk to somebody else who's gone through it, you know, because that's the hardest part about mental health. But do you know how hard it is to like find a mom to talk about postpartum depression, especially in a public eye, especially like in the music world? Like we've got like Adele, we've got, you know, Alanis Morissette, Cardi B talked about having postpartum depression, but they didn't answer my calls. And like, it's just really hard to find someone who is willing to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I get it because like, I've been for so many years in my life, I've been like, you should get help for your mental health. Like, take away the stigma. Like, everything's okay. But then when it came to me, I was like, but I'm cool. I don't need meds, you know?
Right. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. But now you're medicated and doing much better.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm like, where's my vitamin Z? Which is Zoloft. Yeah. Which I love.
Yeah. No. You know, I have to be, I am epileptic and I have to be medicated for that. And that is a mood, the medication I take is also a mood stabilizer. And it has helped me a lot, my friend. So
that's awesome. Cool. Well, do you want to listen to this episode I put together?
Sure.
Should we do it?
Let's do it.
Thanks, Evie.
Dear mama, you parents just don't understand.
Lauren Salamone says that if she had never gotten pregnant, she would have never gone solo in her career. She was a touring pianist with other bands for years. But a kicking baby pushed her to want something more.
So I was touring with Borms, and we were in the UK, and I was about 7 months pregnant, maybe six. And I was sitting at a bar, not of just being really, really mad that I couldn't have a drink. and I realized that I was never going to be happy if I didn't perform my own music.
Lauren almost immediately decided to put out solo music under the stage name Ella Voss.
So I decided to quit my touring gig and write my own music. And my first song ended up being about my son and just the loneliness of being a new mom. White Noise it was written while I was in like probably the worst of my postpartum depression, but not really, hadn't been diagnosed yet. My son was only 6, 5 weeks old. And I didn't realize how, I mean, it was just early days. I had no idea how bad I was and that I was suffering. My husband at the time had gone on, left on tour. So I was also all alone. So I was all alone with this 5-week-old, and I was working with this producer, and like, I was telling him like, I'm going to keep writing. So every day I was kind of like carrying this baby around, like writing lyrics in my head and just like jotting stuff down. And I was in his room, and I was so sick of the white noise machine. I was just like, and like, it wasn't working.
If you haven't had a child in the last decade and a half, you might not know that white noise machines are basically standard issue when you have a baby now. They are usually very soothing for babies because it sounds like they're back in the womb, but they're also usually pretty maddening for parents.
And I was so exhausted, and like, I just wanted Renee to go to sleep for a nap because I was so sleep deprived. And I was just crying, and started writing. I had the melody already, and I was trying to fit words to it, and I just wrote like, because it's all white noise. Because it's all white noise swallowing me. And oh my gosh, it gives me like, sorry.
No, I am tearing up, Lauren. Like, okay. I don't know. I'm just like feeling very emotional with you, and like kind of like also very kismet and okay. Justified that this song that I love is about this f***ing white noise machine that I hate.
Yes. Like, yes. Oh.
How did you find out that you were struggling with postpartum depression?
It was maybe when Renee was 9 months old. He wore me down with the breastfeeding. I hated breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. I hated it so much. And around like 9 months, I realized I was so unhappy that I just needed to stop breastfeeding. Like, mm-hmm. I had been so hard on myself about it, which is, I think, really common.
Yeah.
And when I stopped, I realized, like, such a relief. I had just enough clarity that right then where I was like, I am not okay. Like, I need help. I think I'd just been in denial about it. And yeah. So was everyone around me.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Because I would hint at stuff. I would hint at how I was feeling. And everyone would tell me, like, you're just tired. But I did realize, like, I'm not okay. But I decided, like, I was just so stubborn. I was like, I can do it on my own. Mm-hmm. And I'll just do it with music. And I'll do it through my music. And I, like, talked about that in, like, interviews.
At this time, Lauren was giving tons of interviews for her new first album, The Words I Never Said. She was putting on the facade of having it all together. She was saying that it was hard, but that she could do it on her own. And this is a common expectation that parents, mothers especially, put on themselves. I know how lonely this struggle feels, but I'm learning that I'm not alone, that you're not alone, that almost 1 in 5 mothers in America experience clinical postpartum depression. That means that they actually went and talked to someone, talked to a professional about it, and that 70 to 80% of women go through some kind of hard time mentally after giving birth. That's a ton of us. So when her son Renee was about a year old, Lauren finally got on antidepressants. This wasn't the end of her mental health journey. This is actually maybe just the beginning.
So I have my son. I have postpartum depression.
Your partner's on tour.
My partner goes away on tour for like 6 months on and off. Wow. I already, to begin with, didn't want to have a baby.
Really?
So, no.
That is so interesting. Was it an accident?
Yeah, it was an accident. Mm-hmm. I was already thinking that I was not going to stay with my ex. Mm-hmm. Like, I already was like, I don't really want to be married to this person. Mm-hmm. And then I got pregnant. So I was like, well, I'm going to make it work. And, you know, it'll be a good thing. It'll fix things. It'll make me want to be in this relationship. So I told myself. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So I already didn't want to have a baby. But then I have a baby. I kind of like push myself into, you know, mom world. Mm-hmm. I have success with White Noise. I go on my first tour and I find out that I have lymphoma, which is a type of blood cancer, and it's in my spleen. And I keep doing the tour, but I'm extremely sick. And I had been sick up until like on and off this entire time, like always getting sinus infections and just getting run down and just being exhausted. So finished this tour and then went into cancer treatment right after that. And kind of for the like first time got to like rest and mm-hmm. sleep. And I got to lay around and I got to be alone. Mm. I realized during that time that like I needed to make drastic changes in my life.
The clarity from this time led to Lauren and her husband mutually deciding to divorce. While finishing up treatment and going through a divorce, Lauren also found out that she had an immune deficiency that was the reason she was getting so many infections. This is all after suffering from postpartum depression and a cancer diagnosis. Through all of this, Ella Voss was putting out a second album, aptly named Turbulence, which came out last year in 2020.
It's about like going through it and coming out better on the other side and celebrating that.
Hey, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I do feel like a very much like a rule of threes kind of vibe and thing around a lot of things, but this, that like now you're working on your third album.
Yes.
You feel like this is like a trilogy or like a beginning, middle, and end kind of.
Oh my god!
For your life,
it is.
Yay!
Yeah. Oh, I just love how you said that.
In this third chapter, Lauren is refocusing her sights after a ton of turbulence, and she owes a lot of this clarity to therapy, which she said literally changed her life.
I learned that my feelings were okay, which I just didn't. I really didn't let myself trust my intuition, trust my feelings. Kind of was always telling myself that I didn't know what I felt. And so we did a lot of therapy around my postpartum depression. Like that took years to get to the point where I'm not like stressed and anxious. You don't know about me. Through that, I like faced my depression. Like I had been depressed for over a decade, and yeah, finally faced that and started taking medication for that. Just going to therapy through my entire divorce like helped so much with like co-parenting. And now I look back and I'm like, I don't know how I would have survived without a therapist. Like I just don't know how. There was a point where I was like almost suicidal, and I really feel like strongly that everyone should have a therapist and that it should be accessible to everyone.
Through being able to finally feel her feelings, Lauren discovered new brightness in her life. She fell in love with an old friend who is also a musician. And they got married in October. And how is her son, Renee, doing through all of this?
He's doing so good. I think But it was a challenge when we first divorced and we were, you know, when I was alone and then having this new person in his life and the pandemic starting, like, was probably a lot for a 4 or 5, 6-year-old. But he seems to be thriving now. And he loves music. And so he has 2 dads that are both musicians. And so he's just loving learning guitar. And he's going back to school now. And he's really happy.
Renee is 6 now. Looking back at the past 6 years, I asked Lauren if she had any advice for new parents, you know, asking for a friend.
Yeah, I think it really, it's cheesy, but it literally takes a village.
It does.
And I think being open to having help is really, really important and something that I wish we were more open to.
Ironically, when Lauren was going solo was when she needed her village, her community, more than ever. Lauren had been depressed for about a decade, but what postpartum depression does is it adds this weight onto your life that pulls you down deeper into the darkness. So whatever you've got going on, postpartum depression just makes it heavier, making it almost impossible to keep your head above water.
Yeah, it's a really huge step to acknowledge that you're feeling down. And I feel like in doing that, you're already doing something good for yourself. So I feel like you should be encouraged that you're taking a step.
And acknowledging that Lauren needed help, she was able to find her lifeboats. Lauren taught me that living life to the fullest, as a parent, as an artist, as a partner, means getting help where you need it and even where you want it. Ella Voss' 3rd album is written now, and it's being produced as we speak, so stay tuned for premieres on KXP. But right now, here's Dancing Underwater from Ella Voss' Turbulence.
Sinking deeper, you let go of me. Nothing matters when
you're suffering. If you're struggling with postpartum depression or any kind of mental darkness, please reach out to someone. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number is 1-800-273-TALK. That's TALK. And there are also resources at kexp.org/musicheals. You are not alone. I'm Rachel Stevens. I struggle with postpartum depression. And this is Sound and Vision for KEXP. Hey, podcast listeners, this is Rachel Stevens. I do the Apparently series for Sound and Vision. And hey, if you like what you're hearing, please rate and review Sound and Vision on wherever you listen to podcasts. Do it for me. Do it for the parents. Come on. We love you. And if you're like not a review kind of person, like you've never been on Yelp, you can also just give us money. You can go to kxp.org and donate just $20. That would be huge. Any little bit helps, and it tells us that you love this kind of content and you want us to keep going. So thanks so much. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening to Sound and Vision.